This is a Beautiful Mars podcast for Wednesday, November 4th, 2015, from HiRISE on board NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. Meanders in ridge form in the Zephyria region. In this image, an ancient sinuous meandering river system is surrounded by features called yardangs. The yardangs are the ridge-like landforms that align approximately north-south. These features were created as the wind scoured and eroded the bedrock. The raised relief of the meandering river suggests inverted topography, likely due to lithification and cementation of the riverbed sediment. The cemented channel deposits were resistant and thus less susceptible to erosion over time. However, the area surrounding the riverbed suggests that this area was a floodplain of weaker lithology that was subsequently eroded and shaped to the yardangs. The main meandering inverted riverbed within the image has a length of about 13 kilometers. The elevation of the channel at the top of the image is on the order of 113 meters higher than the bottom, based on Mars Orbiter laser altimeter data. This elevation difference and the increase in sinuosity of the channel shape in the southerly direction implies that the flow of the ancient river may have been heading south-southwest. Small channels and a rocky patch in the Cydonia region. The southern section of this image is dominated by both a series of craters and the remnants of channels that may be from a past fluvial system. The paleochannel system has windblown bedforms in its interior, with crests oriented approximately perpendicular to the channel walls. The large rocky patch near the center of the image shows some evidence of bedding, as would be expected for a river delta or other water lane sediments. But the rough dissected nature of outcrops and superimposed aeolian bedforms and other sediments makes identification of this feature difficult. Marching Dust Devils. On an early fall afternoon in Ganges Chasma, we managed to capture a cluster of 8 dust devils, 5 of them in the enhanced color strip. They're together on a dark sandy surface that tilts slightly to the north, towards the sun. Both of these factors help warm the surface and generate convection in the air above. The surface is streaked with the faint tracks of earlier dust devils. A pair of dust devils appears together at the top right, spaced only 250 meters apart. These two have quite different morphologies. The bigger one is about 100 meters in diameter and is shaped like a donut with a hole in the middle. Its smaller companion is more compact and plume-like, but it too has a small hole in the center where the air pressure is lowest. It may be that the smaller dust devil is younger than the larger one. This image might answer some interesting questions about the behavior of dust devils, but if these dust devils are moving fast enough and spaced closely enough, these here might display some interesting quote-unquote social dynamics, possibly marching together and rotating in alternating directions. Layers and fractures in Ophir Chasma. Ophir Chasma forms the northern portion of Valles Marineris, and this image features a small part of its wall and floor. The wall rock shows many sedimentary layers, and the floor is covered with windblown ridges, which are intermediate in size between sand ripples and sand dunes. Rocks protruding on the floor could be volcanic intrusions of once molten magma that have pushed aside the surrounding sedimentary layers and frozen in place. Images like this can help geologists study the formation mechanisms of large tectonic systems like Valles Marineris. The word tectonics does not mean the same thing as plate tectonics. Tectonics simply refers to large stresses and strains in a planet's crust. Plate tectonics is the main type of tectonics that Earth has. Mars does not have plate tectonics. You can see these images and more at uahighrise.org.